AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Severe weather has been deadly in the South. In Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp says at least two people are dead, including
a five-year-old that was killed by a falling tree on a vehicle.
At least nine people have died in Georgia and Alabama. Ernie Baggett is the emergency management director in Alabama.
We do know that we have some injuries. We have multiple homes that are damaged, both stick-built and mobile homes. Multiple trees down the roadways with power lines entangled in those.
FEMA says at least 35 possible tornado touchdowns have been reported across several states. The Trump Organization has been fined for tax fraud. The AP's Rita Foley has the story.
The fine is $1.6 million, a fraction of the revenue of the Trump Organization, according to the prosecutor in New York, who calls the tax fraud scheme far-reaching and brazen. The $1.6 million is the maximum fine allowed under the law. It is double the amount of taxes a small group of executives were able to avoid on lavish job perks like rent-free apartments in Trump buildings, luxury cars, and private school tuition. In a statement released after sentencing, the Trump Organization said it did nothing wrong and would appeal the verdict. Donald Trump himself was not on trial and denied any knowledge of his executives evading taxes illegally. I'm Rita Foley.
The school superintendent in Newport News, Virginia, says some administrators knew a six-year-old student may have a gun before he shot and wounded a teacher in a classroom. The district is installing metal detectors at schools. President Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida are meeting at the White House today to build security cooperation with allies amid growing concerns about provocative Chinese and North Korean military action. Stocks have been holding relatively steady on Wall Street today. This is AP News. A big lottery jackpot is growing.
There's another chance to win that huge Mega Millions prize tonight. The jackpot is now worth over $1.3 billion. That's the fourth largest lottery prize in U.S. history. Plenty of people have won smaller amounts, but no one has matched all six numbers and won the grand prize since the middle of October. Winners almost always take the cash option, and for tonight's drawing, that would be an estimated $708 million. I'm Shelley Adler.
The government in Sweden is trying to cut red tape when it comes to dancing by abolishing a decade-old requirement for restaurants, nightclubs, and other venues to get a permit first before they let customers shimmy and sway. As it is now, owners in Sweden can lose their liquor and business licenses if police officers come by and find out a venue did not have authorization to let patrons dance. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.